Hello, welcome to my second presentation on Sona. And today we'll be exploring the audio aspect of Sona, that is the audio recording features of Sona. Now, before I carry on, let me just clarify one point. I understand that the patches or the trial version of Sona on Cakewalk Pro Audio's website is not patched, and therefore I've just written a letter to Cakewalk, and they have responded to me saying that they will sort of update the trial version in a few weeks' time. So as soon as I've gotten hold of that news, I'll let you know. Okay? Now, I would like to thank those of you who emailed me with questions and also sent messages of encouragement. We know that for Windows users, we are not so far behind in that we still can use applications like Sona. All you have to do is to create, someone has to create a set files for them. Before I go on any further, let me just tell Windows users who would like to use Sona that they'll have to reclass their screen reader. Now, what they can do is to press insert on the number pad plus R. Now you will be straight away on the default tab, which is focus windows. You enter into that and then you press B for buttons. And once you have done that, you'll be able to read all the buttons that contains all the track information along the line, as if it were a ruler, so called. Okay, now the audio features of Sona is also very well displayed, so to speak, and if your screen reader can access the track window, then you'll be able to read exactly the type of information, or you'll be able to even give certain information to Sona. Okay, so now let me go to Sona.
Sonar 2, Sonar W.
Okay, I have already laid an audio track, and to do this, there are two ways. Now, you could do this by pressing your application button.
Context menu.
Okay, that is found next to your right control key. Right, having done that, now, if you would like to use the up and down arrow key for security, I suppose, you can do that. You arrow to insert audio track. However, if you are confident enough to and if you have knowledge about which letter is used in the listing of in the list box or in the list menu, then you can just press N, and by pressing N, then you'll be able to insert an audio track. Okay, now you can also do that using the insert menu. Now all you need
menu
to do is to press alternate plus I for insert.
I menu closed.
Excuse me.
B equals / patch change.
Okay, and now this insert menu allows you to insert many things as the name suggests. So if you want to, now, if I'm not sure, for example, what to do, if I want to insert a MIDI track, I'll arrow up. I think it's M.
C equal R equal I equal T E M equals meter / key change.
Oh, no, it's not
I,
M.
B equals D equals MIDI track.
Okay, it's D. So, if you use the insert function, then you press D for MIDI track. And if you press D, you will have inserted a MIDI track, or
A equals audio track.
For audio track. Okay, and the audio track and MIDI track that you get through the insert menu is exactly the same, except that the lettering is different. And I think that is because, like, in the insert menu, M is already used for time measures, and I is already used for something else.
Menu closed. I equals insert pulled. Menu closed.
Okay, so remember that. You have two ways to insert audio and MIDI tracks. Now, let me go along the line, and a lot of the information that is in here or found on the audio track is quite similar. In fact, it's very similar, but you'll find some things that are different, because naturally editing audio tracks is very much different from editing MIDI tracks. Now, the first thing, of course, you'll go is to the edit box that allows you to put your track title. Sona starts with track 5, and I think I've found out the reason, and that is because it has already like 4 basic tracks. As I said earlier in my first presentation, it's sort of the layout is sort of like a basic 4-track audio machine. So if you add another track, it will be track 5. I mean, it's logical enough. Okay, I don't like it to be track 5.
Button. Track 5 record on.
So normally what I'll do is I'll rename it. Okay?
Button. Track 5 solo up. Button. Track 5, track 5. So button. Edit box.
I'll rename it.
Graphic.
Now let's, for demonstration purposes, say I want this track to be a vocal track. So I'll just type in vocal.
V-O-C-A-L. Button. Vocal.
And it's also very important that if you have more than one vocal track, maybe you can number your vocal track, like vocal 1, vocal 2, and so on. Okay, and you can simultaneously name your tracks. If you are going to play guitar, then name it guitar. I think for us, it will be more convenient. It will enable us to find out our tracks much faster.
Button. Vocal manual mute off, auto mute off.
Okay, as you know now, this track will always be referred to as vocal. So you can never lose sight of the name, so you don't have to worry. Once you have renamed it, it will be there. Okay, auto mute off is the same as MIDI. That means it allows you to mute your track. Okay, so if you press enter and
button vocal manual mute on auto mute off.
There you go. You auto mute on mute on and auto mute off. Okay? Now if
button,
you track
vocal
right,
solo off.
Solo off and solo on.
Button vocal record off.
Okay, this is record on and record off. Okay, there are again 2 ways of switching your track to recording mode. This is the first and most obvious way. The only problem is that you have to arrow right about from track. Okay, let me do a count for
button.
You.
Button. MIDI 2 output. Button. Vocal.
Okay, so now it's vocal. This is a starting point. You must always remember to try to put your cursor at the starting point. Okay? So now this is a starting point. And I've renamed the track vocal.
Button. Vocal.
Two.
Button. Vocal.
3.
Button. Vocal record off.
Okay, so it's four arrow rights away. Okay, 4 arrow rights away, or 4 grids away, if you look at it like a checkersboard or a chessboard or something. 4 grids away from your starting point. Alright, now you can either press enter here and it will automatically switch on your recording mode for you. Or the other way you can do is to press the alternate key to bring up the file menu.
F equals file pull down.
Okay, then you press T.
T. T equals property pull down.
T for track. Okay, now you don't want track properties because track properties is for you to change your track parameters and so on. And then you press R for arm. Okay, now if you arm your track, you will have armed it for recording and therefore your recording mode will be switched on. If you disarm your track, then you would have disarmed your track, which means that your recording mode will be off. Okay? So now...
Menu closed.
I have...
Button. Vocal record off.
Record off. So what I'll do is I'll arm it.
F equals file pull T. R. Menu closed.
Okay. Now, the other thing you have to remember is this. If you attach your MIDI instrument to the computer, your metronome will... And then you set your Sona, your metronome be automatically set to your MIDI instrument. Okay, now you don't want that when you're recording audio.
W.
Right? I assume you don't want that. So, usually what I do is I will use my computer speaker as my metronome guide. Okay, now, so I'm going to tell you about how about to do this. You press alternate P for project. Okay.
P. Menu close.
Now you can either arrow up or arrow down to project, or you just press P for project. No, alternate P is for option, I'm sorry. Now you press P for project.
P. Menu closed. Button. Okay. Right.
Okay. Now you shift tab once.
Tab control.
Okay.
Clock.
You hear tab control clock.
Metronome.
Okay, now this is what you have to do. You have to change your metronome. Okay? So now your MIDI note metronome is on. You are going to off it, switch it off. So what you do is you tap.
Checkbox. Unchecked. P equals playback.
Okay, this is your metronome tab. So every time you play back, it will not sound because you uncheck this. Unless you want to your metronome to sound during playback, then you check this and it will sound during playback.
Checkbox checked. R equals recording.
Okay, now it will only be switched on for recording. So if you leave this check, of course if you uncheck this, it will not be switched on for recording. Okay?
Checkbox checked. A equals accent first beat. Edit box. I equals count and zero.
Okay.
Checkbox. Check day equals.
Okay, now, accent first beat. Okay, meaning that your first beat will be accented and your three other beats will not be.
Edit box. I equals count and.
This is the edit box where you can fill in the number of bars that you want for your count in. Usually, I just put one bar for my count in.
Radio button. Check them equals measures 1 of 2.
Okay, this is, you can either use measures or ticks, but I normally use measures. I think it's much, much easier.
Checkbox unchecked as equals use PC speaker.
Right, okay, this is the one you want. Now, if you are doing audio recording, I would advise you to check this and use your MIDI speaker for your metronome.
Space.
So I'll have this
checked.
Checked.
Checkbox checked. U equals use MIDI.
And you don't want to use MIDI note because your MIDI note will be recorded with your audio as well. So you uncheck your MIDI note.
Space. Unchecked.
And that's it. Okay, you can just press enter here.
Sonar 2-sonar.
Right. And now, if I press record, I will get a sound from the computer speaker. I'll let you listen to it.
R. Space W.
I hope you can hear that. Okay. So, now.
Button. Vocal record on.
Okay, now you have switched. I've switched on my vocal record mode to on.
Button. Vocal restore strip size.
Now, restore strip size is more for the sighted users to drag whatever information they want along the track pane. On the track
button,
window.
Button. Vocal maximize strip.
Okay.
Button. Vocal roll equals 3.0.
Okay, now, this, there are two volume controls on audio. If you insert an audio track, there are two volume controls. Now, whenever Window I says vol, I don't know how JAWS will announce it, but whenever Window I announces vol, it means volume. Now, the first vol, as it were, if you come across the first one, it will be your track's master volume. Now, ideally, you would want your master volume to be at 0 decibels. Okay, now because that is the limit that will allow you to hear your sound without any distortion, and your sound will not be too soft as well. Okay, so ideally your volume should be at 0 decibels. Decibels is the measurement of sound. Okay, so this is your master volume.
Button. Vocal pan equals C.
Vocal pan. Vocal pan equals C means it's at the center. So if you put L or R for left or right, then you'd be able to pan it left or right.
Button. Vocal volume trim equals.
Volume trim. This is the one I'm talking about. Now, if your master volume is too soft, okay, if it's soft, no, you have to adjust it through the master volume. But if your master volume is too loud, you can always trim down your volume from here. Okay, it's just like if you have a computer, your sound card is at full volume, but you want the volume from your speakers to be tolerable, what you do is you turn down your speakers' volumes. So I think this is the closest parallel I can draw. Now you trim your volume from here. So I have mine set to
vocal volume trim equals negative 1.0 decibels.
I do this when my master volume is a little too high. If my master volume is a little too low, then I will increase this.
Button. Vocal source stereo SD live.
Okay. Now, there is another thing which I have to explain to you. If you have an external stereo source such as a MIDI player, a MIDI instrument, or even a CD player or an MD player even, you would want to record it in stereo. So if your source is stereo, then whatever you record, if it is stereo, it will be recorded stereo on Sona, even if it's recorded just on one track. Now what you do is you can go to this edit box, and if you know how your sound card lists your stereo input, you can always type it in. But the other way you can do it is to press your application button, which is again next to your right control key.
Context menu.
Go to track properties. I always press T to do that, or you can just arrow up once.
T. Menu closed.
Okay. Now the first tab you will come across is your input tab. So if you want to adjust, for example, if you want more emphasis to come from the right or left, you arrow down.
Stereo SD live.
Now I'm on stereo, so I'll arrow up to
right SD
right, which means that more of the sound will come from the right.
Left SD.
And if I arrow up to left again, more sound will come from the left. And if I select none,
dash none that.
It will be mono. Okay? It will come up from two speakers, but it will be mono.
Stereo SD live. Wave and DF8404 combo bot.
You cannot change your output. However, you can change your output if you have two cards. And of course, logically, then if you have two cards, your number of inputs will increase. So say if you have a Sound Blaster Live and a Turtle Beach, then you will be able to use the inputs and outputs of both cards through this.
Button. Cancel. Sonar 2-Sonar.
I'll just cancel it. Now.
Button. Vocal output to A left pair and SD live.
Okay, this is the output.
Button. Vocal right click to patch and effect.
Okay, now right click to patch and effect is very cool. Because what it does here, okay, there are two ways of editing your audio. One way is called destructive editing, whereby you edit your wave by changing the form of your wave. So, for example, if you do the old-fashioned alternate E style, what you will do is you will add to your wave and make it bigger. So if you put reverb, for example, then you will expand the size of your wave. Okay? But now, if you right-click to patch an effect, all you do is to actually, you are physically patching an effect to your waveform. Now, by doing this, you don't change your waveform at all. You will just patch an effect to it. Now, let me explore the plugins. Now, Sona has a wealth of plugins that you can use, and you can even use the DirectX plugins that is provided when you purchase SoundForge, for example. And you can even purchase some plugins independently and use it. Okay, so now let me press the application button again.
Context menu.
Now, if I arrow up.
D equals delete disable. X U equals audio effects pull down.
If I arrow up.
X equals DX instruments pull down.
I will be by default on DX instrument. Now, DX instruments are actually software synths or software synthesizers that work in conjunction with DirectX. Now, if I enter... Alien Connection. Now, Alien Connection is actually a plugin that allows you to add effects to your guitar. I have sort of experimented with this, and there is, for example, wah-wah and distortion and phaser and chorus. It sort of simulates a guitar amp.
VSC Psi.
Okay, now, VSC Psi actually... they are Roland Canvas sounds. It simulates the Roland SC88 and Roland SC55. I don't use VSC much because I already have a physical module. I have connected to my computer a Roland SC88, and connected to that I have an Ansonic MR, so I have a wealth of sound. But I certainly do try and use my DX instruments, because some of them also act as sound fonts.
Tasman.
Okay, like Tasman.
LiveSynth Pro SE.
Okay, LiveSynth Pro. LiveSynth Pro, now you should get this. They have very cool drums. Sona will give you a trial version, which you can try for 1 month. after which you'll have to buy it, otherwise the size of the fonts will be reduced to 1 MB. At the present moment, if you buy the full version, it will be about 3 point something MB, so it's not so much of a burden to your hard disk, actually.
DreamStation Psi.
Okay, DreamStation.
Alien Connections Revolver SE.
Okay, so you come back to Alien Connections Revolver.
Menu closed. Elite equals audio.
Now, audio effects is very interesting because it allows you to use all the audio plugins from Cakewalk, Sonic Foundry, and so on. There are many effects that are available. Like, for example, from Sonic Foundry.
BBE Sonic Max.
Okay, this is BBE Sonic Maximizer. I love this because it allows me to master my instruments separately. So, say if I have a piano, drums, bass, and guitar, I have four tracks, right? Now, I can master each separately and then do a complete mix at the same time. This plugin will allow me to do it. Okay, you should buy it. It costs about $99. Quite cool.
Sonic Foundry pull down.
Okay, Sonic Foundry is, of course, with all the effects. And some of the effects you can't use with Suna because you'll get a beep after every 5 seconds. And quite annoying. I think they want you not to use it with other applications. But I think more important, I think they want you to buy the effects.
Cakewalk pull down.
You can also use Cakewalk effects.
BBE Sonic Maximizer.
Okay, and that's all that I have for plugins. Now, the thing
menu
is...
Menu closed.
When you right-click to patch an effect...
A equals arm parameter disabled.
Okay, now arm parameters is... you only have that when you have sort of like determined the parameters of your track.
D equals delete disabled.
You can delete. Okay, you can. This is where you can delete whatever effects you have patched to your wave. So very interesting. You don't have to use the undo function. Okay.
X equals DX.
And we go back to DXI.
Menu closed. Button. Vocal auxiliary one.
Now, auxiliary, I never touch auxiliary, I leave it alone for the simple reason that you don't have to do anything to auxiliary, your track will still function normally. I think auxiliary is where your external source is recorded from. Your Sona has its own separate auxiliary where your source sound will be channeled to.
Button. Vocal auxiliary. Button. Vocal phase normal. Button.
Now, phase. I don't think this is the phase that you hear making your music go up and down. Down. I think it is the phase or the sort of the situation of your track where if your track changes, then this phase thing will not tell you that it's normal. It will tell you the situation of the track.
Button. Vocal stereo left parent auto selected right.
Okay, this stereo is auto selected because I have already selected the source as stereo.
Button. Audio one audio.
Okay, and we have finished with audio. Now, if you arrow along the line again, your audio information will be exactly the same as your track, vocal track information. Okay, now. That is all I have to present for this week, except to tell you again that I will be coming out with a Sona tutorial, hopefully by the end of this year or early next year by the latest. If you would like to try out Sona for yourself, please go to www.cakewalk.com. I would advise you not to download the trial version yet, as the patch that they currently or the version that they currently have is not too friendly yet. In fact, I had to wait for quite a while before I could patch my fully registered version to 1.2 and use Sona. So wait for a few weeks, wait until the trial version has been patched. As soon as I've gotten news of it, I'll let you know. If you have any questions relating to Sona or Cakewalk, you can always email me at jahmad@post1.com. I'll repeat it again. jahmad@postone.com. Okay. Thanks for listening. I hope that I have given you a good enough introduction to SONA, and I can think of many reasons why one should switch to SONA. One of the things I mentioned earlier is because of the MIDI quantizing feature, but I would also like to tell you that SONA's audio recording features, they are much more stable than Kickwalks, and in fact the SONA audio hard disk is much, much more stable. So I would urge you, if you have the money to spend, to switch to SONA. If you're already a Kickwalk user and you are registered, you can get it at an upgrade price. The last time I heard, it was $229 for Kickwalk SONA XL if you are a Kickwalk Pro Audio 9 user. I don't know the upgrade price for the rest. You can find out again by going to www.kickwalk.com. Thanks for your attention, and I hope to be able to give another presentation on main menu soon. Until then, good luck and take care. Bye.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off once again for another week. On behalf of all of the main menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen saying thanks for tuning in again. Have a good week.